1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now.
The apocalyptic vision of a criminally insane, charismatic cult leader.
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. You're the man who would not take it anymore. Who would not let... Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up.
All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature! And you will atone!
We have to strike now, sir! Annihilate! Kill! Kill! Annihilate! Kill! Kill! Annihilate! Kill! Kill!
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your new defense system sucks.
I'm as mad as hell! They are not money makers anymore!
This is Droops, and this is Info Motherfucking Ass-tastic Nomicon Motherfucking Ass-tastic Radio! And this is episode 41. And what's so cool about episode 41 is there's three things that's cool about this show. There are four things that are cool about this show. One, we have a special guest. It's Cotton right here. Say hello, Cotton.
Hello.
And he doesn't really have a name. He's going to be going by several different names. And he's probably going to end up calling me Cotton by the end of the show. But anyway, he's here. He didn't even know anything about computers, but none of us do that are hosting this show ever. I think Iron Geek knew something. But that was about it. And I think he'll fit right on into the Infonomicon motherfucking ass-tastic family. Now, this is episode 41, and it is the one-year anniversary since a lonely boy in rural Mississippi sat down with his computer and a really shitty microphone, and he recorded the first ever episode of Droops Radio. That would be me. I am Droops, and Droops Radio sucked, but it soon evolved to other names and ended up being called Infonomicon. And we had this other guy. His name was Obfuscated. He was on the show. He was really good. And he's gone, but I'm getting together with him this weekend. Anyone in Baton Rouge is welcome to go. Just email me. I'll send you some docs, and I'll meet you up. And we're going to be recording some Infonomicon TV. Something else that's cool about this show is we are drinking beer like fucking crazy. It is 3:05 in the morning. We have to leave the house at 6:20 to go to school because we're not very smart and we're going to summer school. And that's just how it fucking goes. And I don't even know if I'm recording. Let me make sure that this is going out to the world. Oh, it is. It's going out. Excellent. What is the other thing that's cool about this show? I forgot. Three things important about this show. We've got articles, we're drinking beer, every minute we're going to take a shot of beer. Oh, I remember what the fourth thing was. It was that this show has no end. We're going to record this show till we're just sitting here just fucking with nothing to talk about. We're going to have 5 minutes of dead air. We're going to talk about something. We'll cut out the dead air before we send the show out. And it's just going to go on and on and on. So if that happens to get past that 30-minute mark, y'all are going to have to go to infonomicon.org and download the rest of the show. Now, we are giving away five things that are awesome about this show. We are giving away stuff during this show. The first caller right now, right this very second, to the Infonomicon hotline, which the phone number is 206-984-9569. First caller wins a free copy of the Packet Sniffers DVD. And if you are a Packet Sniffer, you are ineligible for this contest. But you don't want it because you made the DVD and gave it to me anyway.
That's right, Cotton.
That's right, fucking Cotton. What's next we're going to be giving away after that first caller? We've got some Infonomicon t-shirts to give away. We have some Asterix CDs to give away. We have some miscellaneous swag I've picked up at cons. We have other crap in my room that I might be giving away. I've got a Frogger game I might give away after I take it apart and film it for Infonomicon TV. And to win a t-shirt. People have been asking about these t-shirts. We're looking at getting some more t-shirts, but I don't want to handle it. I've set up a Caffe Press shop right now, and I've ordered some of the stuff. Don't get anything from it yet. Wait till I say it's cool. I want to see how the logo turns out, everything, just so that when you spend your hard-earned money on a t-shirt, your t-shirt looks damn good on you. And yes, they do have extra, extra large for those extra special listeners.
Is it minute one?
Oh, it is minute one. Hold on. Let's roll. And anyone that wants to play along with the drinking game, we will announce every shot. And don't time us, because we're not really timing very well. How do you get that t-shirt, that wonderful Infonomicon free t-shirt? Well, Cotton over here is going to be saying a word that's meow. And you have to count how many times Cotton and I say meow during the show. So just meow, count, meow, count, meow, meow. And go on from there. Say something to the people, Cotton. I'm going to take an early shot. Cotton seems to be a complete idiot. And even though we're sitting here naked in my room sharing a chair, Cotton is now nervous. He's like, oh no, what am I going to say on the radio? Well, look, first caller right now gets to make fun of Cotton. Call him up and make fun of him. That phone number is 206-984-9569. All right, Cotton, talk while I drink.
That's right, Drews. We are naked, we are sharing the chair, and we are drinking beer. And shit tends to happen when you party naked, so I don't really know how this show's going to turn out, but I do know that he's starting early, and I'm sitting on top, so that's not working out good for me.
Minute. Yeah, that's right, Cotton. I'm trying to do that. I'm not very good at that. This is going to be one hell of an interesting show, and I'm glad that you people tuned in. You downloaded, you had it podcast to your computer, and you never ever fucking listened to it. But Infonomicon Radio is getting drunk and having a good time, and Cotton almost spilt his beer on my desk, but he's quick with the mouth.
Quick with the Slurpee. That's right, Droops.
And we even have articles to talk about. It's going to be great. It's going to be just awesome.
We do have articles to talk about. I'm not going to be reading because Cotton here reads very badly. I'm just looking at the paper.
I'm going to explain it very basically so Cotton over here will understand what's going on.
No. We don't have to do that. Now, you do what you do for your people, and I'll just meow over here by myself.
Well, anyway, Cotton, we are drinking beer. What kind of beer are we drinking? What kind of fine beer are we drinking, Cotton?
That'd be Natty Light. Natty Light.
Natty Light, the working man's beer.
The working man's beer.
That we work. don't want to give anybody that impression. And this show was also brought to you by Camel Filters and Camel Lights. Because Cotton over here is Joe Camel collected motherfucker.
That is right.
and we are going to take a lot of fucking cigarette breaks. And if you were lucky, we will turn the microphone off and say, hey, we're going on cigarette break, and then just be away for a minute. And when we go on cigarette breaks, you should go on cigarette breaks because you have to keep up. Has it been a minute yet?
I think it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. I love drinking beer naked. Speaking of drinking beer naked.
I don't like it when you drink beer naked.
Speaking of drinking beer naked, Infonomicon TV Episode 4. Go to our website, download it. It's cool as shit. It's a funny, funny, redneck, hackerish video. And, well, we didn't videotape it, but after the river scene, we drank beer naked in the river.
This is right. This is right. And actually, I made a star appearance in that movie. I'm that guy grabbing his balls in the blue shorts. That'd be me, Cotton.
Cotton over here. All right. Well, the first.
You're not Cotton. I'm Cotton.
I know. You're Cotton over there. Cotton
you
over
got
there.
Confused when I said Cotton. I saw you get confused. We're gonna have to cut that little second out.
Oh, we're not cutting shit out.
Okay.
This is the everlasting episode of Infonomicon Radio. All right. Now let's see. Getting your drugs from a vending machine. Well, now every day I go to the vending machine, I get my Snicker bar or I get my Coca-Cola with lime.
Well, wait a second now. I've seen vending machines with like the Advil and like the Tylenol and stuff like this. This isn't
This is prescription medicine. California
Whoa.
And Virginia have approved, you know, pharmacists, you know, they don't like to work a lot because they're not doctors, but they're medicine givers. And pretty much they're just, well, I dropped my article. I'm going to have to wing it.
I got it.
They're bottle-filling bastards, and they're lazy, and people need their medicine at all times. Like, I work all day, and I go to school all day, and sometimes I just need to go get my fucking ADD medicine at 2 in the morning. Well, now I can get my prescription phoned in. They give me a username and password, and I can go to this vending machine, type in my username and password, and get my meds. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like an ATM, and it dispenses prescription drugs. I wonder the first time somebody's going to get somebody else's prescription. But, you know, that's not really hard to do. Go to a small town pharmacy, and you can pick up your cousin's prescriptions for them. Because they know you. They're like, oh, yeah, good old droops. You're picking up, you know, crazy cousin's medicines and all. And it's been a minute.
Oh, a minute. Whoa, I got to pour one.
You got to drink too because you didn't pour quick enough.
Hey now, hey now. You know, I've actually done the small town pharmacy thing. My brother, my cousin used to take a lot of Zoloft and Xanax. I'd always go pick them up for him, but he'd always get mad at me because I'd never go bring them home to him. I sold them. I'm a street pharmacist.
You're a street pharmacist with a PH.
It's like a vending machine. It's except like I'm a moving vending machine. I'm a moving one.
When wearing dirty clothes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take another shot to keep up with him.
I thought I was behind one.
Well, now you're behind another one.
Well, son of a bitch.
Well, that's just how it goes over here on Infonomicon Radio.
Yeah, that's right. I got to take another one.
I hope you're counting those meows, folks, because we have one genuine, original Infonomicon nice shirt before we move on over to the Cafe Press stuff. So you might want to be counting those meows and getting your fucking shirt. And how do you contact us? Well, you can email us from our website, infonomicon.org, or you can call us at that phone number. And first caller right now gets a free asterisk CD. It's pressed in the shape of a little asterisk.
Have we had a caller yet? We've been announcing all these prizes from the Infonomicon prize closet here in the studio. And I don't think we've had a caller. This is very disappointing. I don't understand. What could be the reason?
Well, it's been 11 minutes and 30 seconds, and I don't know why anybody's not fucking calling in. God fucking damn it. Ah! Shot.
Son of a bitch, I forgot my shot again.
After you drink the shot, ladies and gentlemen, you pour another one. And you don't pour little pussy shots like Cotton just poured.
Out of beer.
Go get some more beer. You have
I
to,
got a
beer.
Little more.
Oh, he's got a little more. Yeah, he could have finished that
Calm
shot.
Calm down now.
Wait. Let's fill that up.
There we go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And shot glasses, don't get those little short, nasty motherfuckers everyone drinks out of. Get really tall, narrow ones. It just goes down smoother.
And you can hide them in interesting places when Drew parties naked.
Now, that's okay. I think people know my name is not really Droops.
They don't know what it is.
Just don't say my last name or my social security number or anything like that.
All right.
Speaking of Social Security numbers, I was going through my box from military school, looking at all my awards I had won, and just reliving happier days when people cleaned my room for me and shined my shoes and came in my room and just had random sex with me, whatever.
Nice.
You know, guys, girls, whatever. Anyway, usually girls. Shot. And Cotton still has not gotten another beer.
I'm going to get more beer.
He's drinking my beer.
I'm going to get more beer. That's right.
And I ran across some dog tags that people had given me, just as a little memento of themselves. And their Social Security number was on it. So I like, people that I know, you should come get those from me before I can memorize your number. So I still have not memorized the Infonomicon phone number. Just recently, I got my cell phone number. I've had the cell phone number for about 4 years now. And I just recently was able to pull the sticker off the back of the cell phone, and I can tell people, man, I don't know where all these beers are coming from. Now, moving on to a
refrigerator. He asked. I don't know. They're cold.
Oh, you're a fucker. HP Hewlett Packard. Well, how does HP make all their money? What kind of printer do you have?
It's not an HP, but I actually knew the answer to that question only because we talked about it the other day. But printers and ink.
Now, this natural light, this fine, delectable beer that we are drinking, is like less than a dollar a can. Like, I think it was 12 something for the 24 pack, wasn't it?
That's, I don't, Sawyer went.
Somebody went. And Mr. Cotton over here is not really good at not telling people's real names. So
that wasn't his real name. Why'd you say that?
So Sawyer, if you listen to this, that's your name, buddy.
He's not affiliated in any way to this show. He's just a guy.
He's just some guy.
The one playing the guitar in the video.
You want? Too bad we're not cutting any of this out, Sawyer. Moving along from that, this fine beer is very inexpensive. Now, if I was in a thrifty mood and I had just found a lot of money and I didn't have computer stuff to buy, I might spend $100 on a bottle of wine and I might say this is some fucking good wine. But what's crazy about that $100 bottle of wine, which seems to me like such a waste, because I'm just going to chug that motherfucker as fast as I can, it is cheaper for the per volume than fucking printer ink. Damn. Now, my dad... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn. My dad's in the publishing industry of sorts, and ink is dirt fucking cheap. It's dirt fucking cheap. Now, HP's going to say, oh, but we do this so it lasts longer, and we do this so it lasts longer, and we do this. Shot.
That's right.
Bull fucking shit, those guys. It's just like they're trying to sell you fancy gasoline. Oh, we've got Tecron in our gasoline. No one knows what goddamn Tecron is, but by damn, you got to have it in your car. Or like certs. What the fuck is Retsin? What the fuck is Retsin?
What the hell is Retsin? Is that the blue dots? I mean, what the fuck is Retsin?
Why do I want to put Retsin in my mouth? Like, if it said, like, Listerine... I would feel better having certs with Listerine, because I know Listerine cleans out your mouth. The fuck is Retsin?
I haven't seen Retsin on anything but certs.
Yeah,
I mean, really, think about it. Where else have you heard the fucking word Retsin before? Retsin sounds like a fucking apple full of razor blades. I mean, Retsin, no.
I think Retsin is the fancy name for certs water.
That's right, Cotton. I mean, I'm Cotton.
I told you he was going to get that confused. Anyway, so HP has decided, going back to this article, HP from Palo Alto, California, in the heart of Silicon Valley, they have decided that they need to not get so much of their $80 billion in annual sales from just ink, like the $24 billion a year they make off of ink. Now... I'm selling Infonomicon t-shirts at Cafe Press, but there's a little slider that I can change how much I'm charging for these things, and I have it set at fucking zero, so all you have to do is pay the minimum amount for the shirt. Now, if I wanted to make some profit, I might move it up to where it was a dollar a shirt. I'm not going to do that, but if I did, I wouldn't say, oh, well, the shirt costs $13, I'm going to charge you $84 for the fucking shirt. And then, you know, if I could convince people to do that, and I would make a lot of money, and I would go to fucking hell because I would be, just be a cock-sucking bastard. Well, here's a...
You really don't want to be a cock-sucking bastard,
either. How do you pronounce this guy's name?
That would be...
Vilomesh Yassi.
No, Yamesh.
Yamesh?
Yamesh Yassi.
Yamesh Yassi over here. He's got his picture right by HP looks beyond ink sales for growth because they're looking at new things. Now, HP has perfected this razor blade fucking trick where they sell you the razor fucking dirt ass cheap or it comes with your fucking shaving cream. And then when you want to go get your Mach 3 blades for your fancy Mach 3 razor and it costs fucking $10 for three fucking blades.
Believe that shit. I mean, that is fucking nuts because I actually use Mach 3.
Shot.
Saying something about razors, it doesn't matter.
Why is no one calling in?
What? I don't know.
I'm confused, listeners. We are pouring our hearts and souls out here, and you're not calling in, you motherfuckers. And as soon as Cotton pours a shot, we're going to drink some more beer. And no, I'm not an alcoholic, but thank you for asking. All right, moving on from that. HP, Mr. Yassi. They're scaling back from the inkjet printers, and they're working on other ways of making profit. So what are they looking at here, Cotton? Does that say digital photography and digital publishing?
That's right. It does.
What do you think digital photography and digital publishing use a lot of?
Ink.
Ink! Look at Cotton go. That's crazy. Here, we're gonna cut
was
down
that
this.
That's a trick question.
No. They're trying to build revenue from their online photo printing site, which if you have listened to Infonomicon Radio, we talked about, and snapfish.com, I believe is what it is, they're charging 10 cents a print. 10 cents a motherfucking print for you to email or whatever your pictures to them. They have something that prints them out, puts them in an envelope, and mails them back to you. 10 cents a print. And yet the goddamn ink at the fucking store costs $40 and it prints like 8 pictures. So something's going wrong in my head. Why are they fucking me like that? Why are they fucking me like that? Fuck these people. Goddamn fuck these people. Don't buy their fucking crap. Don't go down that road. Go, if you really want to get away from it, you can do the Droops method. And Droops has several printers. Droops has an ass load of fucking printers because people throw printers away. You know, they're like, oh, I've got a new printer. I don't need the old printer. Take it to your house, install it, and use the ink that's left in it. I've got dot matrix motherfucking printers that I print shit off for school because it's fucking free. And free to me sounds great.
Free to me sounds good, too. That meows right, man.
You know what? Shot! Yeah! Douchebag forgot to pour a shot. He was giving me hell earlier about this shit.
That's right. It's all foam. It tastes like balls, doesn't it?
Oh, man, it does. But I believe that the natural light for you non-drinkers out there tastes like balls anyway.
That's right. It really
shot.
Does. Shot. That's not fair. That was the same shot you poured earlier. That was, and you know it.
I just took two, buddy. And I'm cocked and loaded for three. And I'm feeling a cigarette coming on.
I'm feeling beer on my pants. God damn it.
Cotton over here seemed to have gotten rid of his radio fright. And let me tell you all something about Cotton. Let me describe this young man. He is wearing pants that he loves because he buys cigarettes in the hard pack. And it wears holes in his dingy-ass fucking pants that somebody gave him when they were throwing them away a long fucking time ago.
These aren't the same ones, actually. Those were the ones right before these.
Okay.
But I bought these at the same time because I love those other ones so much. So you're basically right. I've had them just as long.
So he's got holes all in these tight-ass fucking jeans. Got a hole
They're
in his...
They're not fucking tight. What the fuck are you talking about, man?
And remember, we're naked, so I'm describing this from across the room. He's got four earrings. He's got a hat that we washed in the washing machine today. And a plain white t-shirt. Because plain white t-shirts are fucking cool. When y'all see the new Infonomicon shirts, they're plain white with the Infonomicon logo and a little bit of Cotton goodness.
That's right. I'm Cotton. Well, wait a minute now, Drew.
Shot.
Drew. No. Okay.
Don't you say no to the shot, man. Get away, dog. My wife has a miniature poodle, and I hate this motherfucker so much.
Dude, I like the poodle.
You're not my wife. I don't care.
But I like... I say something to him.
Murphy, get away from the fucking microphone. Murphy pees on himself an awful lot.
He does not.
And
he does. So what? I like it.
In fact, the other day, he peed on his mom. He hiked his leg and just peed on her.
Are you serious?
Yes. He's not a very smart dog. His teeth are crooked. His eyes are crooked. Like, I have two mutts that are pristine health. They're, what's it when everything's even on both sides?
They're symmetric.
Symmetric. This fucking $200 little pussy-ass fucking poodle is not goddamn symmetric.
He's really not. He's got something growing out of his left rib cage that I haven't quite... I think it's like the retsin or something. You don't really know what it is. It's just kind of there. And, I mean, you take it as gold. I mean, you don't know.
All right, well, we're going to go on a break because we're going to go smoke Camel Lights and Camel Filters.
That's right. That's the only... If you smoke anything out there besides Camel, you're smoking dog poo. You need to go over to Camel and do the damn thing.
You know those little punks when you... Not little punk kids, but like when you buy fireworks, you give you those little things that are like incense?
Yeah. They're like fake lighters so you don't blow yourself up.
Those are made with Camel dung. And it's funny as shit to me to watch people chew on them. Because I'm just thinking, you're chewing on foreign shit.
That's right, Cotton. I mean, I'm Cotton.
Well, anyway, while we're on this break, we're going to bring back a little old Infonomicon goodness. You like goodness?
I love goodness, actually.
And we're going to bring back, well, this is copyrighted material. Don't anyone tell anybody. But if you happen to like it, go purchase this CD. Or hire Miss Licka to come to your house and do a little show, because we're going to bring it over to Shirley Q Liquor while we go smoke some cigarettes and drink a shitload of fucking beer.
B98.5, Tal Bachman's She's So High, and that's not all she is. She's here. She's actually in our lobby, and she's headed this way shaking her head. We're going to check in with Colonel Bumpers coming up. And also, never mind, I'll tell you later. Hey,
good
girl.
Good morning, Lips. How you doing, baby?
Well, fine. How was your leg?
I have made a bad mistake. A bad mistake.
Tell me.
Well, I took them children down there to go see this old Blair Witch's Witchcraft Projects.
Blair Witch Project.
I thought it was going to be something about housing development. It said projects on there. And so we snuck in the theater, and all 19 of us got up in there.
Yeah.
And the movie come on, and it was all jumpy and amateur.
Well, that's part...
It wasn't filmed right. It wasn't no good music on to it.
It was
three just foul-mouthed white children just talking nasty and bug and cussing and go park their car and get lost in the woods.
Yeah.
I was pulling for them to get killed. I said, y'all are so loud-mouthed, vulgar, obnoxious, and ignorant. I wish the witch would come on and get you. You know, that's not a good show. I like Bewitched it with Samantha and Serena and Durwood and Endora and Uncle Arthur and Maurice. You know, now that's some witchcraft right there.
That's the show, right.
Give me some Aunt Clara come in there, don't know what she done. Good Lord. But when we left that theater, them children were scared. Ooh, they were scared. They didn't have no kind of facial expression. Their eyes were just popped wide open.
Yes, ma'am. I've seen that.
Ooh, I didn't have no trouble disciplining them last night. I told them that witch is going to come get them, honey. Oh, Lord, let me get back to work. You tell your mama and then I'll ask them how she do. Are you going to do it for me?
I will do it.
Bye, Craig.
Bye, sweetie. You're glad to see a witch come across Shirley Q.
Well, now, we are back again here at Infonomicon. You're saying again? What the fuck you mean again? Well, we had about 20 more minutes of the show recorded until Droops gets a little happy with his cotton-picking foot and accidentally hit the button on the power supply, and boom, power goes out on El Computero.
That really sucks. Who were we just listening to then? What was that sound?
Now that the before the 20 minutes... 20 minutes ago, Shirley Q. Yeah. Liquor played, and that's, you know, a minute ago for you people. Now, Shirley Q. Liquor is I believe, a graduate of the University of Mississippi.
That's where I go to school.
It's a fine institution.
Yeah,
it's a fine
institution, anyway.
And a shot.
Shot, whoa.
And Shirley Q. Liquor is a white man.
He's white.
He's white. And
is he
A man?
It's,
you said white man, not black woman.
Yes, I said white man. And I don't know, some people might find what he says as a racist comment, maybe. But we enjoy the shit out of it. And the shit abyss about it, if you Trailer Park Boys fans out there. Meow.
Meow's right.
And we enjoy the shit out of Shirley Q Liquor. And if you enjoy the shit out of Shirley Q Liquor, go buy Shirley Q Liquor's CD. I think it's like ShirleyQLiquor.com. Because I don't want Shirley to sue us, per se. But I would like y'all to purchase the CDs or go to a Shirley show.
I tell you what, Shirley, if you're out there, this is really promotion. This is free publicity. Because we are great fans.
Listened to you a few minutes ago, Shirley.
Four whole people. Actually, I don't even think four people are out there, because if somebody was out there, they would have called in by now for the free fucking t-shirt.
I don't understand why there's nobody calling in.
I have no idea. I mean, I haven't heard a phone ring once. I don't get it.
It is just a cock son of a bitch. We have a phone number, and I don't know what it is, but we have one. It's on our website. And if I could use the computer right now, I would go there and I would tell you what the phone number is.
I think I'm going to go in there and call. I think I'm going to call.
You should.
I really should.
Because there are prizes, many prizes in the prize closet.
I might call a few times, damn it. I'll take the prize if you fuckers don't want them out there.
Okay, next caller gets 6 empty cans of Natural Light. 7 empty cans of Natural Light. It's a smooth brew. And, Before I was an idiot and shut the power off on the computer that we're recording on, because I'm a fucking idiot, Mr. Cotton over here was explaining how we are not supported by Natural Light.
That's right. When I came back from our first cigarette break, and we're probably going to have to take another one here in a second shot.
I think I'm just thirsty.
I don't think you are. I think you're just drunk and naked. I have since put my clothes on because Drew has got... He parties... Man, shit happens. I said it earlier and I'll say it again. Shit happens when Drew's party's naked. I don't understand what... Anyway, I was thinking, y'all out there have seen Wayne's World, right? I mean, you know, everybody knows that. I think it's in Wayne's World 2.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
I did the motions. Cotton over here didn't.
What? I did the motions.
You didn't do the motions.
I was doing this.
I was playing with my wing.
That's not the motions. God. Anyway, in Wayne's World 2, there's a part where they're about to play the show or waiting on. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But Garth is wearing like the full Rangers or Philadelphia, or is it Rangers?
Couldn't tell you there, Cotton.
I don't know. But anyway, he's like the whole. Damn.
I'm sorry. We have to drink beer. It is required by law. And as I said, at this very moment, a few 20 minutes ago, if you're listening to us on Rant Radio, which you're not anymore because we're only on there for 30 minutes, you need to go to infonomicon.org.
Why do you keep saying that? They're not on there.
And call. What? Fuck, no one has called. I mean, it's like no one's fucking listening. And if I were you, I would not listen to this show.
Wait a minute now.
Because this show goes on forever.
Okay, it might not be forever, but it's going to be a really fucking long-ass time. Because we've got 2 hours to burn before we have to go to school. So
we can't go to bed.
This is true. You can't go to bed drunk.
And we can cook bacon.
We do have bacon. Anyway, Wayne's World 2. Back to the subject. Before I was rudely interrupted by the shot.
Shot! Glad that was empty. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but he's trying to pour his shots close to the microphone, which is funny because he's also bitching about having to drink close to the microphone.
I don't want... Back to Wayne's World 2, asshole.
Shot.
When they're I'm not taking the fucking shot.
Shot.
Fuck it.
Shot. Shot. Back to Wayne's World 2 with Cotton.
Tell the fucking story. You know it.
I don't know the story. I don't remember what you said 20 minutes ago.
All right.
Go into it, man.
All right.
Okay. Wayne's World 2, they're eating the Pizza Hut out of the boxes. He's wearing, like, the full hockey suit. They're promoting Pepsi in the movie. Really lame. But obviously it was a big joke. I mean, I'm sure they got a little money for it, but not much. It was just funny. Me and Droops, Cotton and Droops.
This time he didn't say my name. It's awesome.
Nor, that's right, last time I did say your name. Maybe it's fate. That's why the computer cut out. Anyway.
Let's pause for a second and save the show.
Let's save the show. Save. We're back from saving. Anyway, me and Droops, neither of us have a sponsorship with Natural Light Beer, a fine brew. It says on the can, brewed for a naturally smooth taste.
Shot.
I think that really means naturally watery.
Cheap.
Cheap. Naturally cheap. Shit, that's the can. That's not the shot glass.
Yeah, you gotta do the shot glass, not the can. And for you people out here that don't drink, sometimes you get confused the more beer you drink. You just get a little confused, and you start recording radio shows on the one-year anniversary. Excuse me, not anniversary. Assiversary!
That's right, it's ass-tastic around here. Now, wait a second. I want to make sure they know that we are looking... But do not have a sponsorship with Natural Light, Camel cigarettes, or beef. It's what's for dinner. No, I did say the other white meat earlier. I was happy that it got erased when I thought about it, but Droop seemed to, how do I say it? Charismatically? Chime in.
Asthmastically.
Chime in with his assholic sarcasm. I mean, it's dripping off the end of his chin right now because he loves it that he gets to put in my mistake. The other white meat, beef. Okay, we get it. Now, what's next? Is it... He's pouring the shot. He's pouring.
Cotton over here doesn't know how to pour his own shot.
I always take the shot, and I don't expect to take one for, you know, usually at least... A minute. But
we have not looked at the clock to measure any of these. We're just shooting when it feels
somebody
good.
Out there needs to let us know how somebody call us.
I
don't know why anybody is, God, listen to this. Wait a minute now. What we need to do, not only do we add the meow contest, we need to let somebody time our schedule, because we've said shot every time. We need to know where we say shot, how long it's been, how many shots we actually took during this show.
I like that idea.
How many shots? You know, I'm actually...
1, 2, 3, 4 We're at 7 cans.
No, nine. I took 2 in there, and then I got 1 right here.
Oh.
We took 1 whole can out to the, for the break.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Are they still out there? Did we bring them in?
I think I brought mine in.
I probably didn't bring mine in.
Now, let's explain this break to the listeners, because this is a computer tech show.
But this is live.
And I don't know why people aren't calling in. We're naked on the front porch, smoking cigarettes in my neighborhood.
In Wyatt, Mississippi.
Go there. It's a good place. We'll go into that a little bit later, when I get a little bit more to drink. But we're drinking and we're smoking cigarettes, and Cotton over here is peeing in my front yard. And my front yard, like, I live on about 3-acre lot, but the front yard is about the size of 2 vehicles.
This is true. This is not a joke.
It's shaped like a pie. The backyard's really, really big.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice backyard.
It's a good backyard.
Yeah, the deck's nice.
Thanks, man. And the deck's great. And Cotton's peeing in, like, the... I have 8 blades of grass in my little fucking... And he's peeing on them. Naked.
It's nutrients, man. It's nutrients.
It's
this is good
beer.
For the Sawyer.
It's beer. It's good for the good Sawyer. Did you say the beer is good for the Sawyer?
I said soil. But Sawyer... You know, Sawyer is one sexy son of a bitch.
Sawyer is
that?
A sexy guy.
Should we say that? I think we should.
If there are any vaginas listening... Call us up and talk to Sawyer.
Don't talk to Sawyer. Talk to Cotton. How you doing?
Poor old Cotton. He's an odd fella. Well, Google. Google shot.
Shot.
My damn. Google shot. I mean, Google, how do they make their money? They make their money.
Let me take a guess. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay. It's not printer.
How does Google... Well, thanks for telling me that. Google makes their money. Let me think. I don't know much about computers. Let's say, if I was to venture a guess, I'd say Google makes their money off the number of hits that they bring to their site.
And why would they want people to come to their site?
No, no, no. Not Google sites. I'm talking about, like, let's say you type in a word and it's more or less like
shit
advertisements, more or less, because if you go to Google, there's little pop-ups around there, and if you type in the thing, it's like, did you mean this, did you mean this, and the number of hits that they bring to that one site, maybe? No?
That's actually kind of true there, Cotton. Google makes their money from advertising, and they have sponsored results. And, like, if you type in...
That was kind of close. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
If you type in Infonomicon, which is a really good name for a radio show, because it...
That's right.
Because no one else has a thing called Infonomicon, per se.
Mount's right.
Meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, that just fucked somebody up. Somebody was out there counting. Somebody was out there.
Should we sing the... Let's take a 1 second from Google. So we sing the Meow Meow song, the cat food?
I don't actually know that song. I don't have television. Song? Go ahead. You sing it.
You know it. Everybody knows that. Meow, 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 meow.
I can't believe we're recording this and giving it out to y'all. But I hope you're enjoying the Infonomicon episode that lasts forever.
It's ass-tastic.
Ass-tastic, motherfucker. And I know we're going from really low to really high, and I'm sure it's probably hurting your ears. But you know what? I couldn't give a fuck.
You know, it's fun. We're sitting here having fun. Y'all out there are having fun listening to this. Somebody has got to call in.
Look, we're not asking for pledges. We're not asking for donations. We just want somebody to call in. And I don't know why your lazy asses are not calling in to our fuck. Do I need to give the number out, Cotton?
Yes, you do. I think you need to give the number out. I think they forgot. I don't really know what the hell is going on. You know what? I just thought of an interesting thing. You know, we need to take a in just a second. No shot for just 1 second. Listen to this.
Whoa! Whoa!
Listen.
Whoa, cowboy!
You need to hear this. We're going to give the number out. And you can contact us at the voicemail. Actually, this is not a voicemail. This is the live line. For the free t-shirts and whatnot. I
spilled beer on my iPod.
I did not spill beer on your fucking iPod. It's 206-984-9569. First caller right now. You will be the proud owner of... What?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Look in the
t-shirt. Let me take...
No, not a t-shirt.
Let me take a look in the prize closet.
Two blank CDs. CDRs, Cotton.
Wait, let's give out the cans with the CDs.
The can. Oh! The cans and the CDs.
We're up to 14 now.
We will give free empty beer cans and two CDRs. Because we don't play none of that CDRW crap.
That's right.
To the first caller at 206-984-9569.
Niner, I like that. I like that at the end.
69er.
Droops, listen to this. Listen to this now. I think
their number at 69 in it.
I really didn't either. I mean, that's great. I actually did that with an old girlfriend of mine in her backyard.
It's 2069-8495-69 again!
It's two of them.
69, dude.
It's woo! Twice. Woo! It's twice, man. It's like 68, I'll owe you two. That makes 60... That makes 70.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Whatever, we're good.
I don't know. Save.
Oh, we should save.
We should save. That's what I was going to say before I said shot.
Damn it. Mr. Cotton over here is feeling around for beer cans, and they all seem to be empty. So I'm saying, Cotton, get your ass over there and get us some goddamn beer, you fucking pussy. And we're going to keep going with Infonomicon Radio. We've saved it again. That's really a good thing to do. And I'm trying to use my mouse with my left hand to scroll down and see, oh yeah, we're actually picking up some sound there. That's good times. We are at the 42 minute and 30 second mark before I edited in all the music that we're going to play at the beginning of this show. And it is just going to go on and on and on. Because this is the ass-tastic episode
ass-tastic
of Infonomicon that goes on forever. Well, back to Google and Google.
That's
going
right,
on.
We're talking about Google.
Google makes their money from advertising.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Kinda.
You did good. I was very proud of you.
Were you?
Yeah, man. Okay. All right, let's take a shot real quick.
What, man, I just, I'm foamed up over here. You couldn't give me 2 seconds to unfoam myself. I like to give a little head, folks. You know what I'm saying?
He likes to get a little head.
I do. And I really, really, really am interested in this fact that you say that no vaginas listen to the show. Now, there are some guys out there.
Well, I know there's some pussies that listen to it, but they're not girls.
Oh, man, don't talk about your audience like that. I mean, God. But anyway, look. If there is a vagina out there, please contact Droops at the voicemail box number, and I would love to talk to you. I am single.
Lacking in the puss.
You know, I'm outgoing. I'm cool. I would love to talk to a very interesting woman. That is into Infonomicon. Now, I may have a face for radio, but that is just something you're going to have to find out for yourself.
Actually, you've seen the video. You know.
That's right. You know exactly what I look like. I'm the guy that fondles my boss, and if you notice, there's a lot to fondle there. Now, don't play with it. Or do play with it. Whatever one you want to do. Back to Google.
A little bit ahead. Anyway, back to Google. Google makes their money, of course, from advertising, like we've made damn sure like 8 times now.
Just say, okay, they get it.
And they're trying to diversify how they're making their money because maybe advertising's dry up, maybe it doesn't, whatever. It's a risky business. And Google's a billion-dollar company, and they need to not be risking business. So they're looking into other avenues. They've got that picture crap. They've Picasso or some crap. They've got Google Maps, they've got Gmail, they've got all the good stuff, and now they're working on a system that may, I'm saying may, be similar to PayPal. If you're an eBayer, which a lot of us are, I'm a very poor eBayer, I have about 2 negative comments for every, what's the one between negative and positive, like neutral comments. I think I got a positive comment back in 02, and someone was like, he's a great eBayer, but I think he was just confused and drunk, because drunk people make mistakes, don't they?
Are we talking about eBay?
Yeah. You like eBay?
Yeah, I love eBay. I just bought some...
Closer to the microphone.
I just bought some speakers off of eBay. I'm into car audio. I'm more of a car audio man than a home electronic station.
Let's say his truck, he got some speakers, he was out there with the Dremel making the holes larger in his doors, and he couldn't go to the liquor store with us. He was just sitting out there cutting on his truck.
Yeah, I mean, there is somebody out here that listens to Infonomicon Radio that knows a little bit about car audio. And you know that you are never satisfied with what you got. You have to go bigger.
I'm satisfied.
It's just like girls, sluts with cocks. They always want the bigger cock.
And they always come to me.
That is untrue. That is untrue. That is untrue. They always, always.
Shot, cotton.
Meow.
Man, I love beer. Do you love beer?
I do love beer.
Beer is just a fine thing. Let me tell y'all a little history about beer, because I can hear that. That's good.
That's why I was doing it wrong.
I know a little history about beer. And beer back in the day.
Wait a second. Let's get Google done.
We'll get back to Google. It's a search engine. Google has millions and millions of things you can look up. We can talk about 100 things while we're talking about Google. Right?
All right.
Beer is a very civilized thing to do back in the day. Because if you had a culture, and your culture is a hunting-gathering kind of culture, you don't have beer. Even though the hunter-gatherers of Mississippi seem to drink a lot of beer. they go to the store and purchase it. But back in the day, they didn't have no money because, you know, the government didn't give it to them. And isn't that just great how I just bring that on in? But, excuse me, I had to burp. But, man, I
think we're getting drunk here. Beer.
Okay.
Beer, civilized thing to do.
Okay. And then the civilized societies could have farming. And with farming, you have grains. And with grains, you have alcohol. Because pretty much you just let them rot in some water. And it makes alcohol and it gets you drunk. And it's a good time for all. And old beer didn't have hops in it. Old beer was more akin to wine than beer is now. It didn't have that bitter taste. It was more of a sweet drink. And back in the day, you know, thousands of years ago, if you were civilized, you drank beer. And now it's me and Cotton over here.
Natty light.
Cotton's petting the poodle.
Hey, it's a real poodle. Okay, it's my poodle. So what?
It's a masculine miniature poodle.
Murphy, dude.
Back to Google. They're working on a thing that's going to be similar to PayPal, because eBayers, we got on that subject. Use PayPal to pay for things.
I use PayPal.
And I think that's good for Google. They need to diversify. They need to make money.
I really like Google. I really do.
Explain why.
I don't know, man. I really don't. I don't know much about...
Shot. It's like every time this pussy talks, I have to say shot.
I really don't know why I like Google. Let me tell you why I like Google. You all hear about your grandparents talking about technology and stuff like that and what's changed over the years and blah, 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 blah. One of the main things that...
Television's got color!
One of the main things that has changed is that when internet came out, Google wasn't a big thing. And Google has turned itself into one of the internet's or interweb's most...
Interweb? Look at you go.
Interweb's most, you know, prominent companies. Most people... I'm sure all of you out there open your computer to Google. I don't know much about computers at all, and my computer opens
homepage
to Google. I mean, if you say the word Google to a fucking 6-year-old, he knows what you're talking about.
That's fucking right, Kyle.
And they've done this themselves. They've done this through innovation and all this stupid shit. And I mean, even the thing you were telling me a story. Did the listeners know about? The Google company giving... What's their motto and them giving them the day
their
off?
Their motto is, don't be evil. And Cotton here's my roommate, so he has to listen to me talk a lot.
Yeah, I really dig it, though. I mean,
and he doesn't really dig it.
I remember this stuff. Obviously, I'm listening.
Well, obviously, you listen. Shot.
Good idea.
Listen to me now.
Listen to me now. Hear me now. Hear me now.
Get on up.
Get on up. Like a sex machine.
We're going to get sued.
Should we do karaoke?
Ooh. No. 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 Anyway, back to Google.
Okay, back to Google.
Google, we all know. And I'm going to say it again because I'm drunk and I don't care.
Can we get sued for this?
No. Maybe the Shirley Q stuff. But Google gives their employees Fridays off to work on personal projects. And when you employ a bunch of PhDs, and you give them some time to fuck around, they come up with some pretty fucking cool stuff. Google Labs, look at it. It's cool stuff. Well, we have more articles. We need more beer. And I have to smoke a cigarette. So we're going to save the show.
I'll dig a cigarette right about now.
And right about now. The funk soul, bro. Oh, we're not doing karaoke.
We should really do karaoke.
We should really not.
Dude, this song is... The show's going on 52 minutes. Those of you who are not listening to us on your iPods, which we both know you're not, should really download this show from...
No, if they downloaded the show, they would definitely be listening on an iPod or a portable music player. If they're listening on the stream, they're not there anymore.
That's what we're talking about.
And you're
about.
Fucking hoebags for doing that. Call the goddamn show!
I don't understand why you haven't called the show.
It's been 4 or 5 days since we recorded this show. We're just probably sitting around. We're not doing anything. We know when you're going to get the show. Call
206-984-9569. Astastic. Anyway, we're going to put on some more Shirley Q liquor for old time's sake.
Smoke a cigarette.
Drink
a beer.
Take
a piss in the yard.
Oh, yeah, naked.
Can we do it on Murphy?
You can do it with Murphy.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll be back in a minute.
How you doing? Girl, they got so much internet pornography on there now. If you look at the pictures of the men's and the women's, oh, Lord, you can, anything you care to see, anything pretty much you can imagine, it is the lady have tried to do something with it. And it can be very, very nasty. My children was over here showing me they bought one of these Macintoshes and, well, they say they bought it. I couldn't find a receipt for it, but shoot. And they get on there and they look at the pornography, and all that time that printer just be spitting out and spitting. I said, y'all need to put y'all together a magazine or something. Hell, raise some cash around here. But you know, children gets nasty. They're more nasty now than they used to be, more younger too. Sure is. My 8-year-old was giving a lap dance Southern morning. I told him, I said, y'all need to settle down and act right. I said, I'm going to call Jesus in here and tell on all y'all. Shoot. Tell your mama, ask her how she doing.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hold on 1 second, everybody. You might want to back up, Cotton.
Uh-huh. I don't think they heard it, but I smell it. I'll tell you that much.
I tried to fart in the microphone.
Well, you tried. You tried well. It was a stellar. A stellar. That's a valiant word we haven't used today. Stellar or valiant.
We don't ever use valiant.
We don't. Meow. Meow. Are we about to do another article?
I have a couple. Are you ready to do one?
You know, I'm not ready to do an article. I don't know if the listeners are or not. I mean, it's live. We've been sitting here waiting on a caller the whole fucking time. We don't understand what's really going on, but we're not ready to do another article. And if you would call in and tell us, we would know. But
What number?
The number is 206.
69.
2-0. All right, we're gonna start over.
206-9-84-9569.
That's right. You heard it here. 206-984-9569. 69er. I'm sorry. Yeah, no. Call in now for your free t-shirts. Your free, I think we're up to 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 4, somewhere around 4. Shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15. 16 beers, I think we're at now. 16 beers. I mean, that's not really a lot in an hour. I guess we need to hurry up. I think we should take a shot.
Oh, he doesn't have a shot poured, ladies and gentlemen. And he's feeling cans. He passed up the full one. There it is. He's got the full one. And here.
Shit, I can't get it open. Hold on. Ow.
And Cotton, ladies and gentlemen, is the man with the beer. And that is something that's fucking cool. Let's take a shot, man. I am going to be so ready for class in like an hour and a half, ready to go.
An hour and a half? Is it 4th? It is 4:30 in the a.m.
on the anniversary, assiversary.
The assiversary. Get it right. It's astific. What is that word?
Assorific.
Assorific. Not astific. I'm sorry. Assorific around here. We got a whole bunch of Natty Light, a few packs of Camel filters and Camel lights, and beef.
Pork? The other white meat.
Pork as well. Shut up. The other white meat. God damn it if I didn't fuck that up later.
And we are listening, or we're reading stuff from the Wall Street Journal, which is an excellent newspaper.
You really should read it. I can't really read that well, so I don't. But I tell you what, Droops keeps me informed.
Your face is blurry.
What? My penis is big.
Well,
Meow, 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 meow.
You so did not sing that.
Meow, 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 meow.
And that is the meow song.
You really just rolled over my toe in your rolly chair there.
Sorry there, Kemosabe.
Meow's not good to do.
Tell us about Kemosabe.
Kemosabe, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I am a Spanish major at the University of Mississippi. You can look me up. Cotton, that's my first and last name.
His middle name is C.
My middle name is C. Cotton C. Cotton. Now, I am a Spanish major, and I love Spanish women. Now, if there are any Spanish vaginas out there, please call it. Ooh, Miss Un Fiesta, Miss Pantalones y Suspentado. I mean, you tell me what you need to know, I got it. I love Spanish women. I love Spanish women.
He does, again, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this man does not have a shot. Oh, he's sucking head. Not on his beer.
Damn it.
Stay off my penis. Stay off my penis.
I will try to do so. I'll try to get on the bar.
Get on up.
Let me tell you what, though. I am a... Kemosabe. Kemosabe. Now, Kemosabe was really... a Spanish name, quien lo sabe, which means who knows all, basically.
Or horse penis, we're not really sure.
It really means like he who knows, something like that. I mean, it's kind of lost in translation. And his little buddy Tonto means actually foolish one. So you have, you know, Kemosabe and Tonto, the man who knows all. And the foolish bitch that is his assistant. Basically, me and Droop's situation in here. I don't really much know much about computers, but...
But he can drink a little beer. And ladies and gentlemen, I have a William Faulkner book sitting here on my desk.
We do have a William Faulkner book.
And that is for the first caller to call in right now. Right now at the Infonomicon Media Hotline.
At 20... He 69 84 95, and you guessed it, ladies and gentlemen, 69er.
And someone would just call in and talk about Kemosabe, or how about this, call in and know the name of the Lone Ranger's horse, Trigger.
Did you just give him the answer?
I don't think Trigger's the answer. That was Hank Williams horse or some shit like that.
I don't know. I can sing a little Hank Williams, though.
Sing a little Hank Williams horse.
You
don't have your guitar.
I really don't have my guitar. Damn it, why didn't I have my guitar for the ass-iversary?
Ass-iversary. It's ass-erific.
Man.
Well, anyway, let's go on to some stuff. Now, me and Cotton over here were talking earlier about iPods.
We were talking about iPods.
He's poor and he doesn't have one.
I really don't have one.
And a lot of us don't, but I do. Just want you all to know, I have a 40 gig iPod. It's fourth generation. It's very nice. Now, when you see people walking on campus or walking in public, and how do you know they have an iPod there, Cotton?
How do I know they have an iPod?
Yeah.
Basically, the white angular circle
thing. How about the white headphones?
White headphones, they don't really, you know, I can't really distinguish it through that, but you always see the little square. You know it's an iPod when you see the little square.
Well, there's a lot of white problem square in big cities with people seeing people with the little white headphones, and they're robbing them.
Really?
To steal that iPod.
You know, I really don't, I think the journalist got it mixed up. I really think it's the white square. Because we don't see the headphones. People with, you know, headphones are just fucking headphones. I didn't take my shot.
You did not take your shot. Why don't you take your shot and I'm going to talk about the white headphones. That's the point I'm trying
really
to make.
I really think they got it wrong.
I think you're an idiot.
I think you're probably right.
Take your shot, man. Well, anyway, thieves have picked up on these eye-catching white headphones. So
now, wait a minute. Wait a second now. Let me get this straight. Are they the white headphones? I'm definitely dripping beer on my pants. Oh, I saw you said that. Are they the white headphones that are like the just the earpieces?
Yes, yes.
Or the ones like in the article?
Well, don't look at the one in the article.
Because I don't think they see either one. Go on with your article.
Anyway, with the article, Logitech has come out with a new set of headphones to, well, to make Logitech money. Because that's why they sell stuff.
Basically, that's how that works.
And they're trying to distinguish the Logitech brand by making them white, just like the Apple iPod headphones that are white. Yeah, they're clever over there in that marketing department. But anyway, these things don't have a wire.
Awesome.
They wrap around your head. They've got this big-ass fucking thing that plugs into the top of the iPod. So it's just something else to break. And there's no wire, so you don't have to worry about that. And sometimes when I'm smoking and trying to juggle all my shit in my bag and my cigarettes and my book bag, which is massive, the wire from the headphones does get in the way. But anyway, it's $150 for you to pay Logitech for these headphones.
$150 for some headphones?
Well, they have controls on the ear so that it's easy.
Really? I mean,
to control what's going on. But the iPod's magic is it just takes one finger. You can do it through your clothes. Just reach down there and turn it.
You know, I really commend, is it Logitech?
Logitech.
Logitech for their efforts here. But that's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
That is a bunch of fucking bullshit.
$150 for a pair of fucking... How much are these headphones I'm wearing right now?
They're $15.
$15. I can hear everything.
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 Because we're talking right here, too.
But they have... What? They have... Can you see the things on the ear? I mean, can you see the controls? Do you think that'll be a problem? The fucking cruise control in your car is a problem if you're not looking at it.
Now, let's think about this for just one second. If you're walking, are your hands up by your ear or down by your iPod in your belt or on your pocket?
Belt or pocket.
Belt or pocket. So why would I move my hand away from my iPod that's hooked to my belt and bring it up to my ear to adjust the iPod?
I have no fucking idea.
Shot.
You know why Shot. You do it? For $150 headphones.
I have a very nice iPod, but I don't like little iPod headphones. They sound good and all, but they don't stay in my ears. I have that
same problem with the ear pieces.
I have $10 headphones, and they work so nice. And then when I fuck them up, you know, I'm out $10, and I just buy another pair.
What the fuck happens to your $150 headphones when you lean down to get a book out of your backpack, and the motherfuckers fall off your head?
Or it rains.
Or it's fucking raining outside.
That's right, rain.
$150.
And there's no wire to attach to your iPod, so when you set them down somewhere, you're at $150.
I tell you what, Logitech, good job for the innovation. Good job for the idea. I like where you're going. You're on the right track. But you got to be fucking kidding me, $150. For a pair of headphones, I could get a blowjob and a fucking, I don't know, blowjobs for less than $20 if I had to. And you want $150 for a $10 set of headphones? That's fucking ridiculous.
Now I can see paying $150 for like some nice Bose noise canceling headphones that are comfortable on your ears, that have good sound quality, and they cancel out noise around you, so all you hear is your music. But these are just little Bluetooth got a control on your ear headphones. I don't really see the value in that.
Now I tell
you how much beer you can buy with $150.
Now I'll tell you what would be a good idea.
A shot.
That would be a good idea.
Man, another beer down.
I tell you what would be a good idea. Now, you did say Bluetooth. Now, Bluetooth is a really cool thing. You know why? Do you know anything about Bluetooth?
I know a little bit.
A little bit? I don't know much at all either, but I do know that you do not have to have your phone on you. Did you know that?
Okay, go ahead.
When you're using Bluetooth, you don't have to have your cell phone in your pocket. You don't have to have it on you. It can be in your truck. It can be at your house. I'm pretty sure. I don't think the range is that far, but...
It's like 30 feet.
No. It's more than that. I've used it.
Okay. Real life experience here on the Ass-tastic Infinomenon.
No, I think I have used it. Now, I don't know if it was over 30 feet. I worked in a restaurant at one time, and I'll tell you the story real quick. This guy came in, and he had just got this little thing, and he let me borrow his phone. But his car had to be well over 30 feet from the inside of the restaurant at his table to the parking lot to his car. That had to be well over 30 feet. But I don't know. I don't know how long it is. But if you could use your iPod wirelessly from, let's say, a mile, maybe less than that, obviously.
I think I'd want $400 sitting a mile away from me.
In your car locked?
Okay.
Something like that, possibly, in your campus dorm room or your fraternity house. I mean, if all you had to do was take these headphones with you, now maybe that'd be cool.
That's actually a very, very good point. That is pretty cool.
Now, if you didn't have to
take... How come you have four eyes?
I think you're drunk. I'm pretty drunk. But $150 for just a set of headphones? You gotta be
kidding me.
That's crazy. That's fucking ridiculous. That's nothing like our phone number that nobody has been dialing. We are live. We are live.
Why is no one fucking calling the Wyatt, fucking phone number? Call it again if you've tried again out here in Wyatt, Mississippi. And let's talk about Wyatt, Mississippi before we go to break because I have to smoke and piss again.
Well, let's talk about Wyatt, Mississippi. I don't know much. I'm going to let Drew handle all of this.
I'm really interested in cemeteries and such. And Wyatt, Mississippi has a very interesting cemetery. Everyone that was buried there was buried before the Civil War or just right after the Civil War.
Like 5 days.
Well, like 5 years.
Would you say 5 years? Yeah. Okay, 5 years.
But Wyatt, Mississippi, we've all heard of Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. I'm actually from not Memphis.
And Memphis is, you know, immortalized in songs and this, that, and the other. But what made Memphis great, it was its cotton trade back in the day. It was right along the river. People could go there, put their cotton there. They had gins. They had everything. And cotton really made what Memphis, you know, people wouldn't move there because there was industry.
That's my name.
I know. Cotton's weird. A cool thing. Wyatt, Mississippi was actually called Little Memphis. Because it had about a fifth of the cotton shipped out of it, as Memphis did at the time before the Civil War. But they had problems with the river, and that's actually the same river that is in Infonomicon Episode 4 TV stuff.
That is right. That is true. The river.
The river. And this river has... They had a bridge there in Wyatt, and they couldn't get rail lines in there. And rail really took the cotton trade. You know, you can carry stuff over rail. It's a good deal. And I'm losing my train of thought. But Wyatt, Mississippi was a ghost town after the Civil War. The Yankees burned it a bunch of times. There was a bunch of battles of Wyatt. And everyone left. And then they flooded this river valley to make a lake. And this lake is actually mentioned in Infonomicon TV Episode 4. And the town of Wyatt is underneath the river. Cemetery was up on the hill because it's important to, you know, carry your dead up on top of the hill and bury them because they're going to be there a lot longer than everybody else. And it's a really fucking cool cemetery. But the town of Wyatt is underneath this muddy-ass fucking lake. And I'm going to take my sailboat out there and we're going to see if we can find remnants.
Remnants!
Remnants!
Now that's a word we haven't used. That's like
that is valiant. Definitely a word we have not used on Infonomicon.
Remnants. Radio. I have a vocabulary like a 4-year-old. You know that? I don't have big words.
Ass-tastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, notice all the words that I have been using tonight have only been the words that Droops has spit out of his mouth. So
I'm
drunkly.
I'm spitting everywhere. I mean, it's craziness.
He's still naked. I can't fucking believe it.
We're at 1 minute, after 1 hour.
No. 2 minutes after 10 minutes after 1 hour.
We're almost there. And
so you math majors out there, you figure that out for me.
Oh, you math guys. And we're going to take another break because Droops has to piss and smoke cigarettes.
Well, what sound clip are we going to put in? Are we going to put in some more liquor or?
I don't know.
We'll have to decide
on this on the break.
We're going to decide
tuned
on the break.
Ass-tastic.
Ass-tastic. Okay, good to see you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard. This is Section 8 flight for Ebonics Airways. Please check your ticket at this time to make sure you're on board the right aircraft. As you is taking your seat today, we would like you to pay attention up here to the front for a minute. I am your head hostess, Shirley Q. Licker. How you doing? Also assisting me in the cabin today is Shamika, Danita, Laquita, Vanita, and Miss Rhonda. And we don't know what sexual orientation Miss Rhonda is or what her gender is, but you can ask her when she be seated. Today's flight is on a McDonnell Boeing MD-4040 aircraft. It is a double-deck whisper jet, honey. If we run into any problem on the aircraft today, our captain is Reverend Cleotis Jefferson, who is also pastor of Macadamia Jubilation Congregation. And he is assisted today by Deacon Earl Clovis, and we want to welcome him into the Spirit of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, it has come to our attention that we have a celebrity on today's flight. Let's give it up and put your hands together for the complex multi-talents of Miss Latoya Jackson, who is flying first class with us today. I would like to point out that regulations do require that all firearms be securely stowed for the duration of the flight today to New Orleans. Ladies and gentlemen, we as your cabin crew is pleased to serve you. Do not hesitate to ask for assistances. However, the stewardess do not appreciate if people are feeling up on their legs. In the event of a change of altitude, oxygen masks will drop in front of your face. Please ask your child to remain seated at all times and apply their max after you have applied your own max. We ask at this time that you do not spill things on our carpet and it is not yet paid for. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look to the back of the aircraft, you will notice it is a restroom for your convenience located in the back and one up here in the front. But the one in the front is for first class only, thank you. Please note that the blue water will not dissolve a hair weave. But if you are an older individual, and I notice we got some old people up in here today, how y'all doing? We ask that you please use discretion and do not attempt to flush a disposable undergarment. On Ebonics Airways, if you choose to smoke, that is, of course, your business, and the airline do not be responsible if the white folks on the ground finds out about it. The smoke detectors in the restroom has been disconnected for your convenience, but we still ask, please do not smoke clove up in here. Our flight time today is whenever we get there, we get there. At this time, please be seated and excuse me to this lady down here in row 13B. Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to remove your hat as it violates FBFA regulations, okay? One final reminder today, our aircraft is not a church. The combination of liquor and altitude is not the same as getting happy. And I want to announce that also we do not allow any loud talking up in here. We appreciate you flying with us today, and we ask that you sit back and fasten your seatbelt, and you know how to do that, so I ain't gonna tell you. If you're that ignorant, you need to get off the plane. We hope you enjoy your flight today. Now sit down and shut up, and here we go.
All right, and you're back with Infonomicon Radio. And this is Cotton.
And this is Droops.
And this is the Assiversary episode.
The Assiversary that no one fucking cares about because no one fucking calls.
No one has called in yet. No one, no one. We got free you know what? I'm going to jerk off on this t-shirt and then give it out when somebody finally calls in. And then you're not only going to get the free t-shirt, but you're going to get the free baby sample.
The free baby loving.
That's right, that's right.
And what is that phone number?
What is that phone number? That number is 20
69
84 94
95, excuse me.
Shit, I fucked it up.
One more time.
20 69 84 95
69.
That's right. Niner.
69, dude.
Meow.
All right, and I think we have, let's go ahead and go straight into the article here.
Straight into the article?
Let's do that. I don't know what it's about, but Droop's going to tell us. Here he is.
Well, we're going back to a little bit more eBay.
A little eBay.
And people are moving away from eBay.
I thought we just said eBay was, you know, one of the greatest. What is going on?
That was Google.
Google.
Shot.
It definitely. That calls for shot.
You want to shoot some tequila or no?
Ah, fuck. Why not? Should we? What time is it? 4:58 in the a.m.? I think we should. Do we have limes?
Yeah.
I don't need training wheels.
We bought limes today.
But we're going to have limes.
Hell yeah. Go get some tequila and some limes. I'll talk about
this. All right. I'm going.
All right, Cotton. Thank you for getting my fucking tequila. Sorry I rolled over your foot again, but you really should move it away from my fucking chair. Anyway, 2002, this fella, John Weiber, he's got a picture of him. He's very athletic looking. Started worrying about his business. And his business sold refurbished computers through the internet auction site eBay Incorporated. And he was earning $1 million a year in revenue. Profits had started to slip as competitors flocked to the site. eBay also raised its fees, further cutting margins, and fraud was becoming a problem. Now, when I say he made $1 million in revenue, that's money he takes in. Now, he might spend $999,000 to make that $1 million, and then he has a $1 profit. So for you people that don't know your business, eBay's got more than 147 million users. Go get the fucking tequila.
What?
The tequila?
I was listening to you.
Don't listen to me. Tequila.
Shit.
I mean, come on, dude.
I'm not taking the tequila shot.
Well, I will. Because I don't care. eBay, people are moving off of it. I mean, obviously we know there's people that are professional eBayers. But there's sites such like Amazon.com where people are moving to and they're starting a store. And if you buy something from Amazon, you have to be very careful that it's not coming from some random person. Where's the lime? He forgot the lime. What the fuck is up with that guy? And like the refund policy is different. Their shipping policy is different. And you think you're just buying it through Amazon. You have to be careful for that. And this is one of these guys. Is there anything important in this article? No, really. It's not. eBay is a good brand name. They've done well for themselves with that. People are moving away because they're charging a lot of money, and there's better alternatives. So eBay, like we would say for everything, either innovate or fucking die. And that's how we say things like that. We're at the 1 hour and 20-minute mark. This is almost like a real Infonomicon episode that goes an hour and a half. Isn't that crazy? That is some crazy-ass shit. As soon as I get a co-host and some liquor in me, I'm ready to fucking roll on this fucking radio stuff. Meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Oh, he even cut up the lime. That is a trooper right there, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's a trooper. Now, tequila he left over there, he's going to get it. But I'm drunk. I'm really drunk. And this is a really fun show. Oh, here's the tequila. Let's find something for Cotton to talk about while I prepare my tequila shot.
Do you have Give me a cue.
Give you a cue. Penis.
I'll tell you what about the penis. Mine is huge fucking mungus.
Humongous, you say?
Yeah.
I've seen it. It's not.
Okay, Droops, they haven't. Now, don't ruin all the fun for everybody. Now, if there are any vaginas out there, please call at the Infonomicon hotline for the prize clause. And not only will we be giving out free t-shirts, we'll be giving out free cotton penis.
Cotton penis for free.
I mean, it's great. It's great. I'm not trying to make any money off the radio show. I'm not trying to do anything. This is a non-profit organization. No donations are needed, although they are appreciated.
It's a lot easier when you just have one eye open. You can see things much clearer.
This is true. we're about probably getting to the winding up point.
I think we are.
I think we are. I think we should end this with a shot of tequila and maybe a sound clip.
Well, let's play a song to close out the show. Is there any song you particularly want to play?
There is none. I love it all. You know, I mean,
you love it
all. I'm a music man. I'm a music man.
You like Grateful Dead?
I do like the Grateful
Dead.
Well,
I love some
Grateful Dead song.
We might be able to find one.
Well, that'll be ass-erific.
Ass-erific. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close out the show, take my shot, and play some Grateful Dead. Just for everybody. Does that sound good to you?
It sounds great to me, ladies and gentlemen. It's been nice talking to you. I am Cotton.
And I am Droops. And we're Mickey Finn. And I know this wasn't the never-ending episode, but it sure went a long time, right?
That's right. That's
All right.
Right. That's right.
Let me take my shot. Wait, we have something to shoot to.
We have to have something. The Ass-iversary.
What are we doing that?
To the Ass-iversary in Phenomenon.
Damn. Woo!
Must be getting early. Clocks are running late. Must be getting the morning sky. Looks so phony. I'm raking everywhere. I can't reverse the glare. I'm nervous as I don't care. Cause it's alright. I will get by. I will get by. I will get by. I will survive. I see you got your fist out. Say your piece and get out. Get the gist of it, cause it's alright. I'm glad you feel that way. Only thing there is to say, ever since the morning sky take a touch of gray. I will get by. I will get by. I will get by. I'm gonna survive.
I'm still taking shots, everybody.
Woo!
It's a lesson to me. The devils and the yays and the freaks.
Shit.
The ABCs, they all must face. And try to keep a little grace.
Ooh, shot time, shot time!
I'm gonna do so good in school tomorrow. I have to get up in 37 minutes. Oh yeah.
Well, thank you. I'll have another.
And we're going to have some photos of all this up at infonomicon.org.
It's a lesson to me. The eels and the bees and the freaks. We all must run and try to keep a little fun. No ribs in our rears. Dog has not been fed in years. It's even worse than it appears, cause it's alright. Count the kerosene. You can't be 17. The birds and roses are all obscene, but it's all right.
I do know a lot of obscene words.
I will get by.
Shot.
I I will get by. I will get by. I will survive.
Infonomicon Radio has been around for over 1 year.
The shoe is on the hand and it fits. There's really nothing much to fit. Listen to your teeth and spit, cause it's alright. Oh, there's a touch of gray. Kinda suits you anyway.
I have this on vinyl.
I had to say, but it's alright. I will get by. I will get by. I will get by.
Infonomicon Radio will survive.
I will
get by. Everybody together. Y'all didn't call in, but it's okay.
We will survive.
Ooh, I don't know the words.
We will get by. We will survive. We will get by. We will get by.
And we will survive here at Infonomicon Radio. 1 year is nothing. Let's see what the next year can bring us. Maybe we have a new co-host with Cotton. Maybe we'll find somebody that's much more qualified and replace me, because that would be awesome. And for all the people that are listening, past the music being played, we're hitting 1 hour, 30 minutes, 31 minutes and 45 seconds at the beep. Beep. And meow, 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 meow. And for the real closing, this is Droops, and this has been 1 year of Infonomicon Radio. And we're Mickey Finn.